Good evening. summer holidays are approaching shortly, and most of us are going away, some for a week or two, renting a house, and most of us want to use the kitchen facilities for cooking. So I was asked to prepare a shiur alacha lamaise about what's the proper thing to do in the kitchen, what can you kasher, what shouldn't you kasher, what's the right thing to do. So I think the general rule is to try to avoid kashering as much as possible. Whatever you can bring from your house, bring. If you can have your own kitchen, that's probably the best thing to do. Because to soymach on kashering, sometimes mistakes happen. Sometimes it couldn't be kashered properly. So it's an opening for problems. And we're talking about treif, which is quite serious. So if it's possible to bring whatever you can from your house, that's probably the best thing to do. And it's not as difficult as it sounds. If you can get the electric hobs, which is very small and quite convenient, so you can use that. And you know, even if you don't have an oven for a week or two, you can manage with electric hob. And also, if you're using the sinks, you can use cold water, so you won't have hot water. If you're using cold water, it solves so much problems. It's when using hot water where you have problems of bleas and you've got treifs in the sinks. And so if you're using cold water, you're avoiding so much problems. You can easily avoid a lot of problems.
And paperware.
Right, paperware, even better, but pots in as well. Now, you're going on holiday. So if you're going on holiday and you want to do some Pesach cleaning, so it's... You can roll up your sleeves and start working. It might take you hours to kasher the kitchen properly. But if you want to go the easy way, you go on holiday, you make it as easy as possible. Bring what you can from your house and disposable ware, whatever you can to make it easy on you. That's probably the most advisable route and probably the most kashered, most kosher way to do it. But sometimes there's some things you have to kasher and sometimes you can't avoid it. If you're flying, you can't take so much luggage with you. A few things we're going to go through. So we're going to go through sequence. What's the first thing you do when you walk inside to your holiday house? What's the first thing you have to do as soon as you walk in to the kitchen? Quite obviously, put everything away. Whatever you see on the counters, toasters, and all these things can't be kashered at all because it's used with a dry. You need libon. You can't do libon on most of these electrical appliances. So you have to put everything away. The plates, and now especially you've got children around. They need a spoon, so they're just going to take whatever's available without thinking. So you have to make sure it's away, boxed, or in the cupboard, away, out of reach from everybody. Can easily make mistakes. So make sure it's out of reach. We're going to speak about that in a second. Yeah. So you put everything away, whatever you can. Now, so...
Can you not use a spoon?
We'll get there. Yeah? Okay, so we're going to speak about everything. Now, you put everything away. The next thing, I think, the most appropriate thing to do is to get the worktops. Sorry, before the worktops, the kettle. Can you use a kettle? Should you bring your own kettle or not? Now, for sure, it's best to bring your own kettle. For sure, it's better to bring your own kettle. Now, simple reason. Kettles are plastic, most of them, and even if they're metal, they have plastic on them. Now, plastics, as we know, plastic cannot be kashered, and the kettle is klirishon. So, first of all, if a goy puts something inside, and you don't, sometimes they might put something inside, any treif, sausages, a very easy way to heat up sausages in the kettle. I think we should, but I think this is a shaylik, and everyone can ask your rav, but I personally think that it's something that should definitely be avoidable if possible. Right. Okay. So maybe in a hotel you can be so much on that probably they won't heat up sausages in the hotel room. If they're going to have the lunch, they're going to have it probably in the dining room downstairs. Maybe it's probably more avoid. Sorry.
No.
Okay. So it's better in a holiday house. You don't know what they're doing there. So another thing as well, when you're pouring from a kettle, the kettle's pouring boiling water, and a lot of times it happens. We add to our food sometimes boiling water. So. The steam that comes out of the food is going to be mavliya inside the kettle and treif up the whole kettle. Now, by the way, we have to be careful with this basar v'cholov as well. Adding to basar v'cholov, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. So it's best to bring your own kettle if it's possible. If you want to use the kettle, it's best to ask the shayla, but I think it's better to avoid as much as possible. Now, you've kashered the kettle, you're probably going to have to keep the kettle running. If you're going to kasher the worktops and the sinks, you're going to have to keep the kettle on for quite a few times, because you're going to need a lot of boiling water to kasher it. So the worktops, first of all, you have to make sure everything's clean. Look in the edges, corners, there could be mamashus, there could be grease in the corners. So if you're using the worktops, make sure that everything's clean, scrubbed clean as much as possible. Now, if it's metal or marble, you can put boiling water on, easy, and you makshir it. And it's good to do that, because even if you're covering it, if the covering comes off, you know you kashered it. And if you're putting a hot pot on the worktops, if you've kashered it, you're avoiding a lot of problems. Now, if it's wood, so you can't put boiling water, you're going to damage the wood. So the best thing to do is to cover it with aluminium foil. And if you're putting anything hot, it's probably kedai to put a towel so that the towel will absorb all the heat. So that's the worktop. Sinks. Look in the drains. There's a lot of grease and grime in the drain area, especially in the bottom of the sink. Now there's the overflow on the side of the drain. You have to check there as well. A lot of times there's a lot of leftovers of food. Taps have to be checked. And also the spout. A lot of times there could be oil and grease in those areas. So what you have to do, first of all, is make sure everything's clean. Once everything's cleaned properly, boiling water all over the sinks. And even then, if you're using hot water, it's kedai to bring your own plastic bowls or maybe silver foil inside the sinks. Now, like I said before, if you're using cold water, you're avoiding yourself a lot of problems because you're not worried about bleas. If you're using cold water, or if you're holding the utensil in your hand while you're washing it, not putting it inside the sinks, then you can even use warm water. But if you're putting the utensils inside the sink, then you've got a problem of the bleas coming out of the sink. And
taps don't have
problems. Right, the taps, when you're pouring boiling water, the steam's going to...
If you're not passing, if you're holding the item while you're washing it in your hand,
right,
you have to worry about the water. The silver cast coming from the tap.
Right, so once you cleaned it, and you pour boiling water, the steam goes right. The steam goes into, it goes up and inside the spout as well.
Can you use the kettle from there for kashering, or you have to use your own?
If you can use the, I think it's better to use your own. It's a good question. I think it's better to use your own kettle, but it's possible to use that. Possibly you can use theirs as well. I'll have to check on that. Okay. So we've done the worktop, we've got kettle, worktops, and we're moving on now to the hobs. Now, you've got three types of hobs. You've got electric, ceramic, or gas hobs. So all of them, first of all, have to be cleaned properly first. Now, the difference is, when using an electric hob, now, it's very easy to kasher the actual rings. You just put them on till they're red hot for 10 minutes, and it's kashered. But the problem is the area around it. There's metal. The metal around it, that doesn't get red hot when you're heating it up. And a lot of times some mamashus treif can be spilled there and bleas there. So what you have to do to kasher it, first of all, you have to make sure it's clean. Pour a bit of boiling water, not too much so it won't cause any damage, but boiling water around the metal bits. And then put the four hobs on for about 10 minutes, red hot. And then it's kedai to cover them as well with silver foil. Now, again, if you bring your own electric hob, it solves the problem. You don't have to do any of that.
But on
the actual hob?
Yeah,
so even though it's cold, it could be some boiling treif fell on it, and it'll be muvli inside the hob.
Silver foil?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can cover it with silver foil. Just make sure it's clean.
Not on the hob,
but on the metal between the hobs. Yeah? Okay. Now, the ceramic hobs, so it's got like a glass top. So the same thing as well. You turn them all on, the red hot hobs, they're kashered. But what about the in between? So over there, it's kedai to pour boiling water between them as well. I'm not sure if it's right to put silver foil between them because it's one straight, but I think it's good enough to put boiling water around it. Maybe for the areas around it, silver foil, because also there, some mamashus can fall down. Right, some mamashus treif might fall down in the area surrounding. And then turn everything on for 10 minutes and you've kashered that as well. Now, gas is a bit more complicated because you've got the pot rest, the metal pot rest. So you can't put your kosher pot on these pot rests. So you can either put something in between, like chicken wire, or you can cover the metal. After cleaning, you can cover it with silver foil. But as long as you're not putting the actual pot on the hob, that's fine. But obviously cleaning first, making sure there's no oil. Sometimes there's a lot more oil and grease on these on the gas hobs. Make sure it's cleaned properly. And afterwards covering the silver foil, and that's fine. Now, it's good to check the area around. Sometimes around the area, you could have places where some treif could fall over, or around the area of the hob. Now, sometimes you have a very low vent or a shelf. Now, we spoke about this as well. Sometimes the steam, if the steam goes up, and it could be mavliya, the pre-Torah says that if the steam touches a place, and it's yad soledet, then it's as if the vent is actually sitting on your pot. So in other words, if the steam goes up, you've got a lot of steam gushing up, and it's yad soledet when it's touching the top of the vent. So it's as if the vent is on the pot, which means it will bolea the treifers that are on the vent. So when the goy was cooking treif, so the steam went up and was mavli inside the vent, and that's going to come back out if you cook below it. So make sure there's not a low vent. If there is one, silver foil. It's a very simple solution, silver foil, and you're fine. Now we're going to move on to the ovens. The ovens is a bit more complicated. It's much harder work to kasher the ovens. And like I said before, if you want to avoid it, it's probably better. But if you need the oven, you have no choice, then first of all, make sure it's clean. Right, double wrap it, good. Yeah, so that's so first of all, even when you're double wrapping, make sure everything's clean, no mamash also grease or grime inside the oven. So make sure it has to be very clean. You're going to have to use Mr. Muscle or one of these very strong oil removers to clean them, to spray it all over. And then afterwards, make sure it's clean. Once it's clean, put it on for an hour. It's on for an hour. It's good.
Low.
Sorry?
It's low.
Right, can I talk to you after? Can I explain to you afterwards? Okay, just I've got 5 minutes, I want to finish everything, I'm sorry. Okay, so so the ovens, after you've cleaned it, you put it on for an hour, make sure it's on full, so that the temperature will be the maximum heat, and leave it on for an hour. Now, even after you kasher that, you have to make sure you're double wrapping it. Now, double wrapping it, the Ketav Sofer, it goes Moshe, they say not to soymach on this leketchila. So this two kisuim, two covers, is a shatat chak, a temporary kind of way of using an oven, but it's not something that you can do by kviyos. He explains why. Because a lot of times you can forget to cover them. If you're using it all the time, every day using the oven, and you're covering it twice, you might forget. Right, so holiday house is not kviyos. I agree, it's not kviyos, but still, even then, you maybe won't cover it properly, or maybe it might open up in the oven. A few complications can happen. And sometimes you forget, you just want to see if the potatoes are ready, so you're checking and you're opening the oven just a bit to have a look. And so a lot of complications can happen. Now, you can be soymach on this. For sure, you can be soymach on this, but Igros Moshe says it's shatat chak, and only when you need to. But there's a few things you have to be careful from. You have to make sure you get good silver foil. It has to be the thick ones, not the thin ones that tear very easily. Also, you have to make sure that you have to cover it all around, even beneath the kli. It has to be covered all the way around, and it has to be two separate sheets of aluminium foil. And make sure also that the kli is not something that's going to tear the aluminium foil. If you're taking the disposable trays... Right, they're double wrapped, so that's fine. Yeah, the only thing is that when you open these meals, you have to make sure you don't punch it with a knife or something, because you can mavliya inside. Okay, but so you have to make sure that the kli that you have is not something that's going to tear the aluminium foil. If you're using a disposable tray, a lot of times they're sharp at the edge, so make sure you've got a nice, easy way of a kli that's suitable for it. Now, there's a very simple solution. If you're using an oven, a goyish oven, if you buy two trays with a cover, and one slightly bigger than the other, so you put one inside the other, and you've got two very easy covers to do. So you don't have to start using aluminium foil and covering, and you've got one big pot and a smaller pot, and you go one inside the other, both got covers. This is double wrapped, it's fine. That's very good. Now, so again, if you want to avoid all the oven business, probably better. But if you need the oven, then there's you can do one of these ways.
It's not sealed.
If you've got a good cover, one inside the other with two covers.
Yeah.
It's two covers, it's properly covered. So it has to be a good cover.
If it's covered, it's not going to be sealed.
No, if it's a proper cover. proper cover, like a proper pot.
Yeah.
Right, microwaves. Microwaves, so microwaves again, needs to be...
When you take the double wrap thing out of the album, the outer foil will go to the tray.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, very good. Yeah, that's a good point. Right, so again, if you're using silver foil, that goes straight in the bin. Don't leave it hanging around because you can have Valia back in the tube. The pots. Right, so the containers, you can use it again, but you have to have in mind that the outer pot is considered treif. Right, so you can't be used again. Good. I mean, you can use it again, but not for... Yeah. Microwaves, again, need to be cleaned properly. On the bottom of the microwave, it's good to pour boiling water. In case a lot of times there's a treif that can fall there, so it's good to pour boiling water. Obviously, careful they're not damaging anything. Double wrapped as well, yes. But first of all, we put a cup with water, put it on for 12 minutes, and the water start boiling. That will be poigim de zeya, that's the steam that's inside. So again, you're cleaning, boiling water, a cup for 12 minutes to make sure it boils, and afterwards only use it double wrapped. And also, when you're using a microwave double wrapped, make sure you're not putting in too much water inside, because the water gives steam and it can burst as well. So another thing is not to heat it up too much, because the wrapping can burst. Now, fridges and freezers are very basic. Right, but David, what happens if one came off? It's fine. If two came off, now here could be enough gemini. If you kashered the oven properly before, then here you can ask a shaila. He could be matir. The problem is with the ovens, you also got internal. You got the fans and you got vents in the back that you can't reach and kasher. But ask a shaila if he's going to ask for all these details. He might matter it, even if it was open completely. But you have to ask a shaila for that. But kashering before for sure is a mila. Now, fridge and freezer is very quickly, very easy. The cold, not a problem. It's probably kedai not to put food on the actual on actual shelves. It's probably better to put it in a clean, a plastic bag, just to get. It's good to clean. If you see any crumbs or anything there, it's good to clean it, but not to put it straight on the shelves. Now, on Shabbos, there's a few problems. You have to check the light, the fan. You have to check digital displays. And sometimes the beeps, you leave it half a minute open, there's a beep. So there's a very simple solution. First of all, taking out the light and sticking something on the door. Now, some of them have a magnet. I heard a very simple solution. If you go around the door with a magnet, so the fridge thinks it's closed, and you just leave the magnet there permanently, then even when you're opening the fridge on Shabbos, nothing will... Right, so if you have a magnet there, he doesn't know you're opening the door at all. The magnet makes the fridge thinks it's closed. Okay, so that's a simple solution. So maybe could have to take a magnet as well. Tables, just cleaned over, covered. Not could I to eat, obviously, on the tables. Make sure it's clean and covered over. If you're putting something hot on the tables, good to have a towel on the table to make sure no heat is being transferred. Now, you asked a question. Shatat chak, if you're stuck... Your cutlery didn't come, you're stuck, you don't have disposable, what do you do? So if you find metal cutlery with nothing on it, no handle, no plastic, anything, just one metal piece, that can be kashered, but obviously this is shata tchak and b'dieved. You've got no choice and you have to kasher it. So you can do hagola on these metal cutlery, providing it's completely metal without any additional parts on it. And that's b'dieved. B'dieved, you can also use, Yeah, you can use glassware for cold, for hot, not kedai. But again, like I said in the beginning of the year, it's better to avoid all of this. You're going on holiday, you want to relax, take whatever you can from your house, use disposable plates, and avoid kashering as much as possible, and have a good rest over the holidays.
You can't kasher plastic.
Plastic, no. No, I didn't take plastic.
No, you said you couldn't.